Beagle o' the kirk since 1893, the year the Inversnakey section clerk appointed me. And though I said myself we run a most successful kirk, the minister gets the credit, but again, what is the work? And far will the kirk be without John McConaghy, that rent the hell affair, pay the cellar to the spire. The man that exercises tact, that pats the elders on the back, that butters up the organist and pacifies the choir. The minister says to me, you've got a job you can't abuse. A beadle o' the kirk has got to mind his P's and Q's. I sent to him, that's your job, mine's to mind my keys and pews. I'm the land that fits the sun in Sunday. Folk used to come to see the kirk and I to be their guide. Oh, are the jobs ahead the one that I could least abide? For we on architects and folk I didn't get on well. For when they spoke about the name, I thought they meant myself. And far will the kirk be without John McConaghy, that rents the hail affair, pay the cellar to the spire. The man that exercises tact, that pats the elders on the back, that butters up the organist and pacifies the choir. I mind one o' yon college fellas saying to his lass, there's an odour here of sanctity, I couldn't let that pass. I said, man, that's nae sanctity, that's just an escape of gas. I'm the land that fits the sun in Sunday. Now, whiles at next the kirk is north of falls it ought to be, and so we put a notice up the minister and me. Of course, 'twas me that talked about the very thing to do. A pleasant Sunday evening, come and bring your sweetheart too. Oh, for will the kirk be without John McConaghy, that rents the hail affair, pay the cellar to the spire. The man that exercises tact, that pats the elders on the back, that butters up the organist and pacifies the choir. The kirk was full, the legs were low, a most inspiring sect. The minister gave to each text and said, let there be light. And I turned up the gas and spoiled a pleasant Sunday next. I'm the land that fits the sun in Sunday.
America, the proudest proud can be, they've got a moon, they've got a moon. They've a moon in Carolina and a moon in Tennessee, in every tune, in every tune. We're as up to date, I'm telling you, Inversnakey's gone to lunar body too. Inversnakey moon, Inversnakey moon, whilst it's going up the sky and whilst it's coming down, soft and lovely radiance o'er the dune that dissipates and never costs a penny to the Inversnakey veins. Yonder in the blue, see it smiling through. I'd like to know what else you would expect the thing to do. Poor old granny spoiled her knitting, watching Inversnakey flitting neath the moon, neath the moon. I'm the man responsible for all illumination in the tune, in the tune. There's a gas lamp in the public square and a carnal at the station and the moon, beside the moon.
I prefer the moon with better doot. You see, I haven't gone to rise and better toots. Oh, I know.
But the worst of the moon is, you see, you can never depend on it. Especially if you've been looking upon the wine when it was black and white. I came out of the Inversnakey Arms the other night. I was feeling slightly sober, kind. And I looked up at the sky, and I'm blessed if I could have told you whether it was the moon or the headlights of an aeroplane that I was looking at. I had to ask the first man I met if it really was the moon. He said, I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you. I'm a stranger here myself. I hear they're putting electricity in the village. I don't know if it's true or not, but the rumor's current. Anyhow, it will never beat the Inversnakey Moon. Inversnakey Moon, whilst it's going up the sky and whilst it's coming due, with great impartiality the moon illuminates the magistrates upon the bench, the cats upon the slates. High up in the sky, see it sailing by. To say the moon is made of cheese, no wonder it is high. By the time they close the end, it is turned into twins. As the moon, as the moon.
Polishing the engine and mending the ladders and the hose. One never can where one's going to be the next moment. You never can when you're going to be called out either. I can when I'm thrown out, of course, that's closing time, but one never knows the... Oh, dear me, there's that phone again. I'll have to be... Just a minute then, just a minute. I'll be out to you in half a second there. Aye, hello, 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 aye. Aye, aye, this is the wrong number, yes. Aye, aye, the fire station speaking, yes, yes. What? Who's a liar? Oh, a fire? Oh, hi, yes. Oh, no. Oh, but we can't come today. Oh, no, no. This is our half holiday today, you see. Eh? Oh, no, no. The horses are out of funeral. Then again, what time we'll be back at? No, no. It's a pity you didn't ring up yesterday. We must have arranged something, you see. You couldn't keep it going until the morning's morning, could you? Eh? Oh, maybe. What is it? Eh? One of the new council houses, man a man, they want to burn men. Oh no, it must be the man next door left in his pipe and you're seeing the reflection through the wall. Aye. Oh, aye. What is it? It's blazing? Eh? Oh, you are. Oh, I see. Aye, aye. Is there a lot of smoke? Mm-hmm. Much? Aye. Oh. Yeah, and I got a drop of petrol lying round about of you. Aye, and then we could come round and see you the morning's morning just after breakfast time. Aye, maybe in time for a fly cup, fun never knows. Well, well, then we'll see them. Oh, I hope it doesn't rain. No, that would spoil, wouldn't it? Aye. Well, well, then we'll see you in the morning. Cheerio-ho. Ta-ta. Aye. Dear me, what a life.
Fire! Fire! Everybody shouting fire. All the people think that we supply them ready-made. And it's certain, more or less, that the fire's a big success. If you leave it to the Inversnakey fire.